In 2017, Syracuse Jewish Family Service invited WRVO to help celebrate its 125th anniversary by recording the stories and significant lifetime experiences of Central New Yorkers. The resulting project is Story Sharing CNY, a collection of discussions between family and friends offered in their own words. Now we're able to share those stories with you. In this Story Sharing CNY, Bikash and Kumari Regmi talk about how their families had to flee their native Bhutan, and how they eventually met and started new lives in America.
We have been targeted because people living in a southern part of the country has different language, culture, and tradition than the ruling elites. It is the policy of the ruling elites that they want to torture and expel the people from the southern part of the country because we have different language, culture, and tradition.
They speak Jonka. And we used to speak Nepali, and they did not want us, when the southern people, to speak Nepali. They want us to speak their language and follow their culture, Buddhism, and we were Hindu.
So in a desperate attempt to save our life, we fled from the Bhutan in the dawn of September 1992 and spent next 17 years in refugee camp in Nepal without citizenship.
What made you choose to come to U.S.?
I chose to come to U.S. because I heard U.S. is the land of opportunity. And I also heard that U.S. is the place for people for the all over the globe. What was it like for you?
I came to this country on January 20 of 2009. That was a good day for me, but I have never seen snow before. I asked my caseworker who came to pick up, "What is that white thing falling from the sky?" And he said, "That is snow." And I was like, "Oh, I've never seen it before." And that was most different experience that I had when I came to this country.
Though we had traveled the same journey for many years from Bhutan to refugee camp to United States, but we never met until we resettled at Syracuse, New York. Do you remember where we first met?
Oh, how could I forget? I know we first met at Catholic Charity when we were applying for school for FAFSA, and we're waiting for a volunteer to come help us to apply. So we were waiting. I was waiting for the volunteer, and you were waiting for the same person. That's where we met.
It was in 2010, and we got married in 2012 after 2 years. That was quite a moment. We had a baby on November 1st, 2016, and time flies. When I'm tired and when I come home and when she smiles, that makes all my tired out, and I love that.
That's so true.
It's good to be a dad and mom. Mm.
How do you feel when you become citizenship of this country?
I always say I'm proud to be U.S. citizen. On September 26, 2014, at the age of 30, I went to the naturalization ceremony with you, Kumari, and took oath of this great country.
I know. It was a very unforgettable moment. I'll never forget that day. So it's a very unforgettable moment in our life.
Kumari and Bikash Regmi. This discussion was produced by WRVO with interviews recorded by StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to preserve and share humanity's stories in order to build connections between people and create a more just and compassionate world. More at StoryCorps.org.